Hey, this is Lewis T, the Inquisitor Mind, Lewis T, host of the Versus Podcast. I just wanted to give a quick, announcement before we get into the actual podcast. We did record this right before it was actually officially announced for the T.I. and Jeezy, Jeezy versus T.I. So that match is going to be Thursday, November 19th, 5 p.m. Pacific, or 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we will do another versus matchup going in just to more detail T.I. versus Jeezy. Also, on that note, if you haven't already, go out and vote. Your vote is important. This is a very important election. I know you hear that every year, but make sure if it's not too late, do your research. Even if you don't vote for the president, make sure you just vote for your local politics. You know, get with your local leaders and find out, make sure your vote counts. With that said, make sure you also follow us on Instagram. Like I said, a lot of stuff we post, it comes from Instagram, and then we just kind of go into more details here on the podcast. I definitely want to thank all the love and response that we've gotten so far. With that, I'm going to enjoy this episode. Thank you again. Welcome, everybody, to the Versus Podcast. I am your host, the Inquisitive Mind of Lewis T, and I got my guys in here today with me. I think this might be episode 10, maybe? I don't know. I should have looked it up.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with the guy that's in the Queen City, and let him introduce himself.
What's up? It's your boy Scotty LaCura, broadcasting from the Queen City, Charlotte, in a really nice hotel right now. And I am chilling, ready to get it in, ready to get this intellectual hip hop going on.
And also, we got.
This is your boy, Mr. Evo, checking in again, man, the fluffy fella in full effect. We haven't gotten any fall weather yet, so I can't say fall is here, but, still find you a big man in town.
Man, I was sweating. I was wearing shorts and sweating yesterday,
bro,
in October.
Same thing yesterday and today for me. I was like, yo, this is not what I was expecting, not for the end of October.
Yeah.
Yeah, even up here, like more inland, it's still pretty warm.
So, you know, climate change is real. Make sure you go vote.
Go vote.
Please vote.
Yeah. So we got an awesome podcast, I imagine, today. Hopefully you follow the Versus Podcast on Instagram. Thank you, Busta Rhymes, for providing me so much content. Yesterday, so I'm gonna let Mr. Evo just kind of break down what we're talking about.
All
right, I'm gonna let him set the scene and we'll go from there.
All right, bet. So this is we're talking about Versus 2, season 2, and some amazing things happened this week in hip hop. I'm gonna put it that way. First things first, Busta Rhymes threw out the gauntlet and challenged my boy, one of my favorite rappers, T.I.
Cliff.
Then Clifford. Tip was like, nah, I'm good. I don't really want, we're two different generations. When he said that, I wanted to kind of like, yo, bro, you supposed to be the dude. He said, we're two different generations.
Supposed to be the king.
The king. No, it don't matter where you're from. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway, so he like declined that. Then my other homie, Jeezy, the snowman, throws the gauntlet down at T.I. Because T.I. was talking all that yip-yap at you, like he normally does. I really wanted to see 50 show up in this whole thing, but he didn't because he was doing too much politicking with the White House. And then T.I. accepted, and now we are at a conundrum. What would be the best verses?
I mean, I think more people, because our other Versus member who's not with us today, like when it was first brought up, T.I. versus Busta, they're like, I am not interested. You know, I think there'll be some good songs played, but I think even back when T.I. was challenging 50, a lot of people were saying they'd rather see T.I. versus somebody like Ross or Jeezy.
Yeah. But now that Busta is here, I think it makes sense. Because Busta's not, I mean, I get he was rapping before, but he's still relevant now. That Look At Me Now, that by itself, everybody goes after Busta's verse. Everybody wants to spit that verse.
Oh, no, Busta, you know, even like Busta, he was around for all of T.I.'s career. But T.I., I mean, what T.I. said is not wrong, because it's just like you got a wealth of stuff to choose from. So it almost makes it unfair. Like, who said that? What was verses that Joe Budden was saying that somebody, the two years somebody had on somebody made a difference? You know, like,
run somebody had. And definitely, yeah. It could definitely make a difference. And Busta's had,
especially when you're active.
Yeah, and Busta's had like several sort of like different runs throughout the years too. So, like, you kind of got to pick. You got to pick that early solo Busta run. You could pick Leaders and Tribe stuff. You could pick any bit of the 2000s stuff. Like
Dr. Dre. I don't think did he ever drop an album, Dr. Dre?
When he was signed to Aftermath, Dre did some beats on that album.
Yeah, did that album ever come out? You know, Aftermath is kind of notorious for not dropping projects.
I know the one album he dropped where he had like New York shit on there and Touch It. Pause.
Touch It.
But like, yeah, like that was, yeah, that was. That was on Aftermath.
Okay.
Yeah, that was on Aftermath. And that was like that album was like crazy too. Like, that album was like a major hit. So, I mean, there's that. There's After That. There's Respect My Conglomerate, Busta.
OT Genesis.
Yeah, like there's so much that, I mean, it really, really wouldn't be fair, even though T.I. has a hell of a catalog. I mean, if Busta pulls out that verse from Scenario, like, what's T.I.?
or the verse on Flavor in Your Ear. Even though I feel like Biggie should have went last on that song.
You think so? I think Biggie set the tone on that, but that is another subject.
So, It Ain't Safe. Release J Records. But I still would like to see like a Busta. I feel like Busta, he know what he doing. He ain't saying Candyman name. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He ain't saying Redman. You know. Like he said he would do Missy, but Missy said she didn't really want to do Busta. Pause. But you know, he's strategic. Like, and I don't know. So this is how I look at it, because I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let Mr. Evil talk, because I feel like he's gonna highly disagree with me. And I don't know, Scott. I don't know where you fall with all this. So I feel like when because I wanted to talk about T.I. from the beginning of this. And we never got around to it when it was T.I. and 50. T.I. didn't want to battle someone like Jeezy, or I think he probably would have battled Wayne, but we all know Wayne probably won't do this because he probably can't stay coherent enough to do it. but he was trying to prove that, almost like Andre was saying back in the day, the South got something to say. I'm the king of the South. I want to go at one of these kings of New York and put some respect. I don't think y'all respect my catalog, but my catalog would smack and stand up against any of y'all catalog. And so
And then, and if he, so if he went up against someone like 50 or Jay-Z or whatever, and if he lost, it would be probably most, you could blame it on New York bias or whatever. And it's still kind of, just the fact that it was, if it's debatable or whatever, it elevates T.I.'s catalog. With Busta Rhymes, Busta Rhymes is like that tear down far as like, he's never not really a king of New York, but catalog wise, he got one of the extensive catalog. Like he didn't. He, speaking of Candyman, he didn't say LL either. But I digress. So with I almost feel like him going up against a Busta Rhymes is like a lose lose. Like I don't think it really elevates him the way T.I. would want to be elevated of putting some respect on his catalog and. You know what I mean? Like Scott was saying, if you play a scenario, like it's just two different fan bases. Like the like he played like somebody he, like Busta played Scenario, and T.I. played ASAP. Like there's very few people that's going to be decisive on that. There's going to be one or the other.
So let me
start. That's my rant.
Let me start here first.
I'd rather talk about T.I. and Jeezy.
Let me start here first. T.I., as great as a rap artist and entrepreneur and all that garbage, like everything together. I mean, he's one of my favorite rappers, bar none. But I think that Busta Rhymes is more respected in New York than 50 Cent is. And I feel like that's why I would put Busta Rhymes as way above 50 Cent.
No, but respected, yeah, but he's still not looked up as a boss, like a king.
How not? He's not up to,
I think...
Maybe it's a northern bias, but no, I think he. I mean, he's definitely he's not. I won't even say he's a king. I say he's like a god of hip hop in New York, because when you talk about the gods of hip hop for New York, KRS-One, Tip, Q-Tip, Busta Rhymes, then you got the old school guys like Run-DMC, like. They are the top tier of what you talk about in New York. 50 Cent isn't at the top tier. His career wasn't as long. It was short-lived musically. Because what was the last thing that he's put out?
He just put out what?
He put out something not too long ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not have been on radar. It's not
memorable.
It might not have been on people's radar, but he's still making music. So.
But the moment that Busta comes out, he is like everybody wants to hear it. They want to hear his verse. It's like it's nothing underground for him. Like he is literally a top tier in New York. Period.
I mean, yeah, but
yeah.
Talking about
New York gods and stuff like that. I mean, it's no different than Greek mythology or Roman mythology. Like all of these people have certain roles. Like. You know, like, I mean, I'm not saying this is who it is, but I'm just using an example. Like, Jay-Z could be, like, Zeus, and, like, Busta could be, like, Poseidon, and stuff like, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. And, like, but...
Busta, I'm not trying to put no disrespect on Busta's
Busta
name,
also made New York shit, too. Like, that automatically is, like, one of the illest New York anthems ever. Like that automatically puts him in that pantheon.
Yeah, before I say I tell you how much I disagree, that song birthed my clothing line, because that song, I had Kazi flip that song on one of my mixtapes to do all my North Cat shit, and then that gave a guy an idea to flip the North Face to North Cat, and he told me, and I did it. And county, you know, years later, County Lines Clothing was born after hundreds and hundreds of North Cat, North Face looking T-shirts being pumped out. And a cease and desist later, I started a clothing line. But That was that like
that's he said it so casually. He said it so casually.
But like he like Buster is he's not, and I'm just and I'm not even talking about me personally. I'm just saying Buster is not because Buster felt this way. Buster was trying to he was always trying to fight to get to that tier. Like what can he do? He never was on that tier. He never killed it like 50. Like you say, 50 Cent had a short career, but when he was on, he was the hottest thing ever. Buster was just always one of the hot. Like Buster is like, I would say Buster is almost behind Fab. Fab is like, but right there, like that kid, like he's up there just because of the work. But he's always that tier down from like the Jay-Z's, the Eminem's, the Biggies. You know, like
I can make,
and I can't put my finger on.
I mean, I know what you're saying, and if I can make a wrestling analogy real quick. Like Busta Rhymes is like one of the best guys to not get the world championship. You know what I mean? Like Mr. Perfect or like Rowdy Roddy.
So he's the Charles Barkley of
Nah, no. Let's not say Charles Barkley. Let's not do that.
Well, he's one of the greatest. Ewing? He's one of the greatest of all times with no title.
Allen Iverson.
I like Allen Iverson better than Charles Barkley for that comparison. So I was gonna say like, and Carl, you use Carl Malone, but then I was like, wait, nah, you can't. I don't really want to use Carl Malone either.
No,
Ewing,
Patrick Ewing. There you go.
That is him 100%.
Perfect right match. There. They look at you the same mean way too. They give you that. They'll give you that mean scowl.
So. I don't know. That's how I feel. Like I really don't think Jeezy, I understand why T.I. don't want to battle Jeezy either. I don't think it's fair to Jeezy.
I don't think it's fair to T.I. Go ahead.
I feel like catalog wise, he almost do match up with Buster better, but I would rather see Buster versus somebody. Like, I just feel like T.I. has like big smash hits, where Jeezy has hood classics, and they'll like it's just gonna be. I just don't think it's gonna match. I don't think it's gonna match up the way people think it's gonna.
I agree because the hood is 100% for Jeezy. Like, yeah. I mean, even here in North Carolina, he comes here all the time, and the place is packed with most of my people, but they're the most ratchet people I know. And he rocks and sells it out everywhere he goes. And it's not on big arenas either.
And I know that much because Jeezy's in town. I love Jeezy. I ain't going there.
Exactly.
I ain't going to where he's at.
Yeah, it's like, and I mean, T.I. has literally crossed over. You know what I mean? Like some of that, like his old music, like his first couple of albums, match up well with Jeezy, and you know, like that might put some, you know, some people will be like, huh, I don't know. But if he played Dead and Gone, you know, or
well, then if he does Dead and Gone, he can Jeezy can do the Keisha Cole song.
Okay, well, if T.I. played a song with Rihanna,
Live Your Life.
I mean, Jeezy can go. He can go Lose My Mind. He can, you know, what I mean, you can hit him with that. That was a banger.
Yeah, but we're talking about Rihanna. That was like a smash hit. Like what Jeezy crossover single? Like Jeezy can bang you all day long. Pause. But what smash single does Jeezy have?
I mean, even going back to the beginning, So Icy was big.
With Gucci, he would, first of all, he would never play that.
He probably wouldn't, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it was.
That was definitely not a crossover. That's something. That was not a crossover.
It's not a crossover. It's an introduction that put him on the map, though.
The question was, what crossover, like, smash song does G, like, I feel like Soul Survivor is the closest thing that he has to, like, a crossover. And I don't think that's a crossover. And I got Akon on it.
Like, yeah, anything Akon touches is gonna. So yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact right there. That's not even a lie.
Like that'd be the closest thing he has to answer to Live Your Life. But now quality over quantity. If he plays, I think we talked about this on the last podcast when we talked about Outkast. If he play I Do with Jay-Z and Andre, like he do got that Jay-Z card. That's like he got a Jay-Z stimulus package that could definitely help him. So yeah, I'll put some more respect on Jay-Z name against this, but I think it matches up more like.
What do you think it would be like Meek Mills versus Jeezy would be a better combo because of the way that they, the type of people that they encounter?
Yes.
Because like even with Meek, he doesn't have many pop crossover stuff.
Yeah. Meek doesn't really have any crossover. He tried with that Nicki song. That was terrible.
Well, you know, she had the Erykah Badu effect.
Yeah. And he got a little bit of a Jay-Z stimulus package that he can go to as well.
Yeah.
So that would be probably a little bit better. Or like I honestly, man, it should have been Jeezy versus 2 Chainz and Rick Ross versus T.I.
I think that would definitely make more sense.
Yeah.
Than instead of 2 Chainz versus Rick Ross.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with hindsight too, it definitely makes a lot more sense.
I think now they're really trying to, since the first season is over, they're trying to figure out the best way to do it and match them up so that there isn't this question, like, was that really a good matchup? I mean, we love both artists, but was that the best matchup we could have came up with?
I think it helped put some respect on, I don't know, did it help put some respect on 2 Chainz name?
No, I already respected him because, I mean, he...
I think a wider...
I
think it gained a wider... I think 2 Chainz gained a wider appreciation. Definitely.
Because a lot of people, everybody had 2 Chainz down, like, out calling him, like they had him they were like, nah, like what are you doing? And I thought I might have had 2 Chainz winning that.
I had Rick Ross winning that one.
But I think I had, at least it was close. I still got my score on my iPad. But I feel like Rick Ross, he said that he even held back. Like, he's like, I got another 20 for somebody else.
And that's true.
So let's see. 2 Chainz. So first one I had Ross. Second one I had Ross. Third I had Chainz. Fourth I had Chainz. Ross, Chainz. I had a draw. Chainz, Ross, draw, Chainz, Titty Boy, Chainz. And then there was like, they had like an extended round, but I don't really count those. So I had a 6-7-1. So yeah, I think I might have had Ross 6. Yeah. Yeah, I think I had Chance.
Wow.
And my friend Laurel, she definitely had Chance.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Just because of the song selection and the way it played, you know, like, because some of the 2 Chainz songs just came off. Like, I would have, if somebody asked me, Stay Scheming of All of Me, I probably would, I think that's what I did a draw on. But I would be like, oh, Stay Scheming. But then All of Me came on and it brought back, I'm like, damn, I remember that. Anyway, it's not about them. That's season 1. We are on to season 2. So
this whole Jeezy versus T.I. All right, okay. First of all, why did it take T.I. 8 minutes to respond to Jeezy? That's what I want to know.
First of all, when he called Jeezy out the first time halfway, do you feel like that was disrespectful to Jeezy? Because he almost
was kind of like he was
like everybody saying Jeezy, but
it was kind of like he was dismissing him, like, nah, this is light work.
But that's how the story is supposed to go. You know, as theatrical as T.I. is, that was all purposely done. Like, if T.I. was honest with himself, he would know right now that his, especially after this last album I just listened to, the hood is always going to be in favor of Jeezy. I think this new album he was just trying to do too much with, you know, he had some good ones on there that was like, it was him, but he tried to keep up with the modern day kids, and that's when you just, you're doing too much.
You talking about on the new album,
Libra? Yeah.
Okay. I want to listen to it more. I mean, I know he got Benny on there.
Yeah, he got Benny. I like the skits too. The skits or the poets are really dope intertwined in there. The poetry, the joint he did with his son Damani was good. But some of the other stuff, like the ones with him and, you said what?
I was going to say, it really seemed like he was going for like a concept album.
Yeah, but in the concept, I think that if he would have, like the first 2 tracks, I think were like fire. And then when he had the song with, what's his name? The guy who just, Young Thug. Like that one didn't really like, I don't know, I couldn't rock with it.
But do you rock with Young Thug anyway, though?
Some of his stuff, yes. Not all of it, but some of it for sure. Yeah, like the ring.
Maybe just because it's a Young Thug song, maybe you're not supposed to rock.
Well, it could be. I don't know, but the way that his flow was just different. I guess lyrically, it just didn't grab me. And I'm big into, you know, I say this every week. I'm big into lyricism. Like that's what grabs me. If I have to think about it, and it's always nice to be challenged to try to catch on to what you're trying to say. But like with this one, I think with the flow and the way he did it, it just didn't grab me. So I mean, like the album itself in the complete body of work is amazing. It's really dope. I am definitely feeling it. There's a couple things that I would have changed if it was me and I was A&R.
Yeah, I personally never. Mm-hmm. I never really got Young Thug. I don't get it. What his artistry is, what he's trying to do, or anything. I probably only know, and that comes from ignorance too. You know, like I tried to
give Young Thug a benefit of the doubt, because when he was originally on, you know, he toured with J. Cole. Mm-hmm. And he was on the original Dreamville, and I had tickets for Dreamville. But then, you know, the curse of Dreamville, it got rescheduled, and he went on the second one. But that brief time where I thought I was going to have to listen to him, I tried to get up on his music, and it didn't. I mean, you know, like, it was just not my like, I'm not going to say he's trash. He's not, like, I would probably rather listen to him than whatever generation is under him, but it just was not my cup of tea. And like, I know people talk highly of him, and I respect the people, whatever. So I would just say, okay, I don't get whatever y'all getting. I don't get it. So I'm not gonna say he's trash, but he's.
Yeah, no, nah, yeah, that's exactly my thing. Like, I don't get it. You know, maybe it'll come to me someday. Maybe I'm not mature enough or something. But like, yeah, I don't get it. But there are a lot of rappers. There are a lot of rappers that I don't get. That I'm sure I've catch a lot of heat.
I think a Young Thug versus Future versus that would probably be dope, but I would just be because the songs I probably want to hear from either one of them, they probably wouldn't even play. Like the songs that I like from Future probably would not make the cut. Like, you know, because they're like underground and not the mixtape underground, just songs with Pusha T and other stuff. So.
So we want to go down the body of work and see what matches with what you gave us a little, you know.
I wanted to go. I want to circle back to Busta.
So we can make this the first versus triple threat.
No. I mean, come on! Like it makes sense,
how
though.
Funny! Wait, this is
Ti versus the world
again. Like, this is such a wrestling storyline right here. Like, these three guys, and so then you have these three guys going at each other, and then you have Timbaland and Swizz. Like, all right, player, we're gonna make this a triple threat match. Like, yeah.
Yo, it would make so much sense if it would give T.I. the opportunity to challenge somebody on the top tier in New York. It'd also give him the opportunity to challenge somebody on top tier in the South. And it would let him prove. Yeah, and his ego is big enough to handle it. Like.
Yeah, but it's catalog, ain't it? And then, first of all, you talking about T.I. going up against Busta and Jeezy together, like, because Busta has 40 songs by himself. You don't need to split it up with.
It's not about splitting it up. You play all three of them, get their 10 to 20 songs. Like, all three of them get that opportunity, and then we just judge who's the king of the verses for that night. Because it allows at that point, it allows us to significantly say who was one, who was two, and who's three. Like, really, you get that gold, silver, and bronze. And at the end of the day, whoever has gold, with the ego that Busta has, with the ego that T.I. has, and Jeezy's got ego, but he's not really out like everybody else is as much. But I really feel like those three would amp this versus up even more.
Yo, the views on that would be crazy. And then
they wouldn't be able to contain it.
Like, the views alone is that, like, that's the reason to do it. But then you have these three behemoths.
Icons, man.
Three behemoths and rap going at it. Like, especially if they're all there, too. Like, it'll be gold between T.I. and Busta. Like, Jeezy, I don't think he really talk too much. He'll talk his shit, but not like... Like, Jeezy's not like Jeezy's not
because it's like his music. Enough. His music will tell.
Yeah, like, Jeezy's not like funny like those guys. Even in the situations where they're not trying to be funny. T.I. and Busta are some funny motherfuckers. Like, Jeezy is like he's just straight.
He's that cool.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
He gonna have a little sip in his cup. He gonna have his bandana on. He gonna have a cigar.
Jeezy's gonna spit some old man wisdom. Like, he's gonna tell you that shit.
Yeah. But I think those three juggernauts together, man, will just Man, that would set the tone for season two.
Can we title this episode? Can we title this episode versus Triple Threat?
Yo, I'm down. I'm down. Cause I imagine Buster coming in, and I mean he gonna come out in his big old doofy chains. He gonna do a couple of reps before he comes, so he's swole. Like he gonna really like make a show of it.
Gonna have a piece of Henny with him.
Yeah, and then
no, doesn't he have a liquor?
Cavassier?
Everybody has a liquor. No, I don't even with Cavassier anymore.
No, that's the only one that I knew that he was with at any point.
Oh, okay.
Buster loves
unless he's a part
Buster
of the Ciroc family.
Penny. Like he loves Penny. That's his shit.
So Buster, and then you know T.I. is gonna come in. He's gonna probably show up in a car nobody's seen before. He might show up in a suit. You never know. With him, he knows how to attract the
team. T.I. is gonna say one word that none of us have never heard before.
Yeah, he's gonna create a word on stage.
He's gonna say a word that's in the dictionary that none of us ever use, ever heard. Nothing.
So y'all really rather see Buster go up against T.I. and Jeezy than literally anybody else?
Who else? Okay, we've had this discussion like a million times. Who else is going to go up against Buster? You can't put LL against Buster because LL...
Why not?
Okay, so LL is classic hip-hop. Like, we had discussed this before. I mean, he's been out since, mid-80s, right?
So, Buster late 80s.
Yeah, but LL was already a guy by the time, not a guy, but he was a New York legend.
But y'all was just, you the whole beginning of this podcast, y'all were trying to tell me how Busta Rhymes is this God tier MC.
But it's a different kind of respect level. I mean, when I'm talking about the MCs themselves, I'm talking about the higher.
I think
New York,
Busta could hang with LL.
Oh, I'm not saying that he wouldn't be able to hang with LL. I think that it would be a good matchup. But I'm thinking of LL plays around the way girl. What's Busta gonna play?
I think Busta wins that actually.
Around the way girl.
Busta
Hey, Scotty, you kind of echoing, man. What's up?
I don't know. I'm actually surprised you don't hear the music in the background, but
you clear now.
No. Might have been.
Yeah,
that was in the class.
So okay, but to answer your question, Mr. Evo, he plays Janet Jackson.
Put your hands where my eyes can see.
I was just trying to make the vibes.
That's
vibes.
What I'm saying. Like mixing
around
vibes
the way.
Vibes.
Okay, around the way, girl.
You'd have to be the Janet song, but then who wins that one?
Or
it could be the Janet. All right, so let's go with the Janet song. Hmm.
But then who wins that one? Which one is more is going to be the song that everybody's going to really connect with?
The Janet song,
really?
Because it depends. I mean,
Around the Way
age.
Girl is probably one of the most karaoke LL songs.
Yeah, but the Janet, that was like $1 million video. Everybody remembers.
It was a strange video too.
So I mean, it would be a dope versus LL versus Busta. Yes. But I think because of the hype between Busta and T.I., it makes it more intriguing.
Yeah, because I think it's messed up. Busta just trying to do a versus, promote his new album coming out at the end of the month, and T.I. just went and took all that from him. And he's like, okay, well, no, I'm not going to do it with you, Busta, But I'm not going to let you do your verses. I'm going to do one and keep all that money down here in Atlanta against my pocket.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's talk about – so we want to talk about Jeezy and – are we talking about all three's catalog, or are we just talking about Jeezy and T.I.?
Well, we was talking about all three of them going against each other. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when that bad rail's in your mouth. Bring them out, bring them out.
That's how I feel like that's how T.I. would need to start this off. Ooh, he played Bring Them Out, and then Busta played New York Shit, and Jeezy played Go Crazy.
And who wins that? That's insane. That's insane. That's like a three-way like draw, right there.
But that would be the whole fun of it. You could actually do a draw. You know what I mean? That would be the fun.
You ever see Reservoir Dogs at the end where they all shoot each other? That's what would happen.
Yeah,
that's what that would be. Like they all just shoot each other. First round,
man. But because I could see all of them kind of using those songs to talk shit. He's like, yeah, I'm there, like, because Busta would most likely be down in Atlanta with them. He's like, yeah, I'm down here in Atlanta, you know, with blah blah blah. But guess what? I'm still on my New York shit, and they come out with that, and then like. Bring them out, and then I'm gonna have them all go crazy. The banter,
that's
that banter
true, and also, but also too, like what percentage of Atlanta is actually from New York? Also,
truth, true.
Regular ass people. Like, how many like regular people moved from New York to Atlanta? Like, there's so many. So I mean, it would mean something. I think that it would mean something.
Yeah, I think I'll GP. I might would give it to Busta because, like I said, that song did a lot for me. So
yeah, that was a big Salute one. Busta. Bring Him Out, though, it was crazy. And Go Crazy. That was wild. Like that was 2005. That was 2005.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and especially if you play the Go Crazy remix with you're like, oh, you bring them out. You got a sample with Jay-Z on it. I got a song with Jay-Z on it.
I mean, T.I. has a song with Jay-Z.
Yeah, but it's a whack song. It didn't. This song didn't age well.
It was hard when it came out.
At the time when it was out,
it was.
And T.I.'s verse on there is nothing to play with either.
At all.
Jay's verse wasn't even crazy. That was a subpar Jay verse. The verse on Go Crazy was better than Swagger Like Us, for sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and yes. I do.
Yes.
True.
Who had the best verse on the song?
Check my breath, check it, my breath. It's
swagger like thieves come cat. When it comes to styles, I got several. Sharper than a swagger dagger, all metal. Fits perfect on this mix, serving purpose. You ain't living what you're kicking in your work. Looking from the surface, it may seem like I got reason to be nervous. Then observe my work is seated by
a salute classic. Last name, one God is what you love about. Yeah, what? Yeah, he fucking killed that shit.
I think that it goes T.I., Kanye, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne.
I'll go T.I., Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, then Kanye. I didn't like Kanye. Wasn't crazy.
So that, yeah, that would definitely, I would, especially T.I. verse.
Yeah, that would definitely come out. He has to do that.
What do you think, Mr. Evo?
On which part? Because y'all talked about a lot of stuff.
what was your favorite part of Swagger Like Us?
All right.
Or do you not?
No, like no, Swagger, I like Swagger Like Us. I thought it was a dope song. I'm only a College Dropout Kanye fan. Like that. That's just so. Whenever, no matter what he's on, I'm never really.
You didn't like Late Rain. You didn't like the one with.
Yeah. That, I mean, College Dropout, and then I think that was the Late Registration. Late
Registration.
All right. Yes. No, I like them both. That's fine, but that's as far as I took with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's probably the dopest producer, you know, bar none. But other than that, like,
you didn't like my Dark Twisted Fantasy? Wow,
that's crazy. That's crazy. Oh,
man, Blame.
It took me until graduation to rock with Kanye. But I wasn't really with it until graduation.
I mean, I said that there's only like Kanye is not. I don't know. I'm not a fan of this. Period. I mean, I think he's dope for everything else, but I'm just not a. I'm not a fan of his writing. I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm just not a fan. And the only reason why Late Registration and College Dropout were albums that I rock with was because that was my first time being at an HBCU when he dropped. I actually went to a concert and heard him perform College Dropout first, right? Yeah. I heard him perform that with John Legend. It was dope. So, like, okay, I'm rocking it. But after a while, it seemed like it was what everybody else was doing. So that's why I was rocking with him. But, I mean, when I actually sit back and listen to his music later, his later music, I'm not a fan.
Okay,
but I think the two dopest verses. I mean, you were right, Scotty. Jay didn't come that hard, but he was still classic Jay. But T.I.'s was I thought was one of the hardest on that whole song.
Cause he basically broke it. He broke it down in that.
Yeah.
He literally lets you understand what he was talking about.
Go to Yeezy for diversity and me for controversy. Like the way he put that rhyme together, man. Like only he could, like, with his accent and the way his flow and everything. Like he's the only person that could put a lot of shit together. And also, Busta is another person that, with his flow and his style, he's the only person that could put those words that he puts together how he does.
And if you think about it, like, no, I would say Jay could probably match well if Jay decided to spit that flow again. Because, you know, he changed his whole flow after a while. But yeah, Busta is, when he's right, when he's lyrically, he makes you think. And then he also breaks it down for you at the same time. He's kind of like a KRS-One. But at a lot faster pace.
Well, I mean, I never thought of him as a KRS-One. but he definitely.
Now, I'm not saying he's on the same level as KRS-One. What I'm saying is that when I say that, I mean like KRS-One would put lyrics together to make you think, but also educate you at the same time. And I think that challenge that because when Busta splits words up, you got to think about it. But then you hear the line, you're like, oh snap. Like, he literally makes you process through it. That should bring they could have a Swiss beat challenge with each one of each other, or one song a piece. So they could have a Swiss beats challenge, one song a piece.
What does Jeezy got a Swiss song?
I thought
song?
He did. Let's check.
I feel like
while y'all check on that, I'm gonna just make it clap.
When this came out, this is when Busta was a little stagnant. I feel like at this point, Busta was sort of just like phoning it in and just sort of like putting out albums.
Just staying relevant.
Like, Busta had sort of a down period, and then like when he came out with the Touch It, like that was sort of like a comeback for him. Almost, cause we ain't heard from him in a minute.
Yeah, because that's it. His solo run was so strong, like that. Like when he came out, you know, it was like, you know, he left the group, and you know he had his first solo outing. He wasn't doing the crazy videos and nothing, but it was still, and he came out in that. I think he came out in one of those years where there was a lot of stuff where it was hard to stand out. But he still stood up.
Yo, another banger from that is I make sure everything we make raw. Yeah, like that was a banger from that.
Raw. Yeah. But I mean, when he came back, because people forget about that one, but that was like. A nice little, hey, okay, I'm a solo artist. But then when he came with that second album, this.
Yo, this is the Father Joyous doing the wild New York video. Wedding.
Like, yeah, I'm looking at this playlist I made with, it was originally Busta and Missy, and there's mad songs that I'm missing, and it's still, is still forward bangers, you know, like I don't have the joint, the Chris Brown joint where he's rapping my friend, Look At Me Now. I don't even have that on there. I don't have New York shit, but I do have New York shit. DJ Scratch, you sick for this one. This one.
Yeah, the sample for that is a super obscure disco song called Faded Lady by, it's at the top of my tongue. The Something Orchestra, like, is a super obscure disco song. So that's why he was like DJ Scratch and sick for this, because that was like that was like a big block party hit back then. Like, the song Faded Lady, that was a big block party hit. Like a dancing song. Like my dad used to hustle. And I mean, like, hustle, like, dance, not, like, street hustle. Like, yeah.
Clarify,
exactly,
please.
Exactly, but even like the disco song Do the Hustle or whatever, like that was actually like a big thing, like a big dance back then. Jermon, ask your pops about hustling. He knows about it. That was a big Harbor thing too. But yeah, so like that goes back to that. So that's really that gives you sort of a context just to why Busta was like, DJ Scratch is sick for this, because yeah, that was a really big thing back then.
David Banner.
Rubber Band, man. Wow, that's Dallas Band. Yeah, this shit was hard. Yeah, that shit was hard. Rubber Band, man. Rubber Band.
Yeah, David Banner. It would be hard to score this because it's so many different styles, but they all like they don't got blanks. I mean, they're not. Yeah.
I put on.
We had a crossover hit. What got a crossover hit? Because that was used in like movies. Like they play this at NBA games. Like they play this song at NBA games. Doesn't that count as crossover? Like that song was used in like movies and like trailers for movies.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think it's going. I don't think people know it like they know this. This is in movies too.
Yeah, it was, but that was specifically used in The Hangover. But like, I mean. No, like this is Live Your Life is to play the NBA game.
Yeah, Riri though.
Okay.
Hey!
Is that Worm? Yo, go. I'm glad I just saw Worm.
For yeah. Jeremy?
Yes.
What? What's Worm doing? Shit.
Hey guys, focus.
Hey, when you in another city and you see somebody from your city, it's a conversation.
This is bad random. But
super random. All right, so. So it's like I said, it's. I think you said this earlier, Lewis. It's going to be hard to match with Jeezy when it comes to those crossover songs. I agree with you because I couldn't find anything. I was sitting there trying to find something else. There's nothing else that connects that way.
Yeah, you know, like I mean, but yeah. Yeah.
Put on was still a crossover. I'll die on that hill.
Hey, what about this? This might be one for Jeezy. Like, hold on.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a crossover.
I think
though.
I think put on that's like, bigger. I mean, I think guess, put on is still bigger than that. One.
Yeah, but only that.
He got Barack Obama.
But it's also an anthem. You know what I mean? Like that's an anthem song.
Again, like put on has been played on like. For like white people.
Yeah, but T T.I. got
Well, anthem, I'm just saying, like, that would be an anthem compared to... So you'd have to match that up with another anthem.
Yeah, I got it.
And then,
yeah, I was gonna say, like, yeah, I would have put this against, I guess my president is black. Even though this is technically promoting black on black crime.
can Young Jeezy still play this? Would Jeezy play this in the verses?
He can play it. I'm not sure how many people are going to be like.
I'm not sure
how many people are going to be like. Yeah, that's a win.
Not only that, there'll be a lot of backlash for him. I said it would be a lot of backlash for him.
Yeah, we can't rock with R. Kelly.
Being that, you know, not only that though, you know, his girl is on. He's dating the girl from the TV show with Tia and Tamara and all them. Tamara, whatever. It's like. He's dating the Asian chick.
Oh, they got married?
I didn't even know that. So, and she's a part of the Me Too movement. So he.
Okay. Yeah, because I was about to be like, what's the correlation there?
Oh.
But yeah, okay. That don't.
Yeah, no, they, you know.
That makes sense. Yeah. Don't play that. Save yourself a point.
And then, shoot, we got Jeezy feet, like Jeezy features. That boy South, Block Entertainment. I see you, Block. Boys in the hood. I like this guy. You ready? Let's rock. Boys in the hood, niggas in the hood. This might not make it, though.
This is honestly one I forgot about, but this is hard.
Wow, I got you, Scotty. Yeah. I forgot about this one too.
And Jeezy was giving it up. Jeezy was really giving it up on that one. he had a major deal. That was a major deal for Jeezy because he was like simultaneously signed to Bad Boy and Def Jam, right? Yeah, like that was like that was a first of its kind sort of sort of deal back then. Def Jam and then the other individual, but I mean still like for that time, like nobody was doing that at that time.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, because it's like each one of these guys evoke different emotions. Like, the closest to me is T.I. and Jeezy, because they got a lot of stuff that just got to evoke that, like, I don't know, actually. So, T.I. and Jeezy both kind of evoke kind of a hustler, go out and get it emotion, but Jeezy and Busta both got some let's go party, you know, let's go party shit. I want to see some ass shake, you know, type vibes. But then where Busta sticks out is when he goes to his like Tribe Called Quest type bag.
Yeah, I mean, his work on the last Tribe Called Quest album was amazing too.
So yeah, Busta don't got no super freak.
Nobody got I love my bitch. I love my baby. I love my chick. Like, he has that. The police.
Oh, wow.
I forgot about the song.
That's why his catalog is so deep. You know what I mean? Like, we probably could, if we took the time out, find something that matched every artist he would go against.
Yeah.
That's why I said I think he could definitely match up with someone. Like, he's one of the few people that could match up with LL.
And beat LL.
Or Jay-Z.
That's a possibility, Scotty. I would give that to you.
I'll die on that hill too. I think Busta would he wouldn't wash LL, but I think he'd come out on that.
I think Busta by two?
I'll take you up on that, Scotty. Let's do a bonus episode. Let Mr. Evo judge it, and you pick your Busta 20. I'll pick my LL 20.
I'm down.
Okay.
Mr. Evo judge.
Yeah, I could do that.
Just for fun.
I could do that.
Yeah. Because
No, but let's test out the theory. Wrong. You know, let's put this theory to work and see what happens. I'm totally down for that.
So I guess we're drawing this out. I'm sorry, I know.
You've been going different angles too. You got songs. Well, so are we gonna keep the verses?
I mean, that's probably gonna be.
With all the stuff going on in the internet between in the title. That, like, you kind of, and especially like we're fantasy booking it, like, you might as well.
I just thought about this, Scotty. You could do an elimination match. You could do Jeezy versus T.I. Top three songs for each of them, and then whoever wins that one. The loser battles Busta, and then whoever wins that one, then it's the first two that won go against each other to be the king of the verses.
There you go. I like it. I like that.
Because because Busta has a big catalog, right? So either way, he can play some stuff that he knows will dominate still. And it gives us, it still both will give us, food. Exactly. And it will give us a top, they could both play their top 10. They just can't repeat a song, but they could play their top 10 and we could see where it goes.
Yeah, I think that'll work. That's probably the only way that you could really do it, because one, like, that verse would be like 3 hours long. If they did, one guy did a song, another guy, and then another guy, and then.
Yeah, it would be a long process. Yeah.
It would take forever. They'd have to start that shit at like 6 p.m.
Yeah, but if you do an elimination round, that will move things very quickly.
Yeah, you better have off the next day.
But the way Versus is, you don't really. It's all public. It's all public opinion.
But this is why you have it really live. You have the Versus set up. Swizz. Now. You have to have three random judges from the music industry and let them come in and judge. All from the West Coast.
From Texas.
Very fair. Houston and Atlanta got that connection.
True.
I don't know, Texas. Yeah. I was about to say, I think Drake got beef with Busta, maybe. I was about to say, Detroit. Nah, that might be Swiss. But Busta did a song, like, Busta sold, so kind of like got Drake's and J Dilla beats or something, and he rapped over it, but Drake never used the verse or something.
Always something going on, isn't it?
So, something like that. I don't think Busta necessarily has, they don't have quote unquote beef, but that is what sparked the beef between Swiss Beatz and Drake, because Swiss was real drunk and started popping off about Drake, and then that just kind of led to other stuff.
That's cool. I mean, you know, Drake ain't. I don't believe Drake would really do anything if he were to encounter Swiss in person.
But his people will. Drake has some of the goons for the
group
on his label and
in Entourage. Part of the rap writer. I'll take his Yonkers and Bronx.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, yeah. I'm just saying Drake's not the one you got to worry about. Yes, Drake is not going to do anything. But that doesn't mean anything.
I sort of believe Swiss is people who do whatever needs to be done first. If that makes sense. I mean, let me not like bring that into existence. Let me not speak on it or anything. Like, you don't want anything like that to happen. But yeah, that's it. As far as Drake approaching Swiss, like, nah. Now, the people involved, whatever.
Look, to wrap it up, really though, what, you know, if you had to pick one out of the combination,
I still want to see T.I. versus Busta. That's what I would like to see. I think it would be a good. I mean, that's just me. I like to see that matchup. Although now you've got me thinking about this LL Cool J versus Busta matchup too.
I'd like to, like, T.I. and Jeezy really intrigues me, but I also would love to see Busta and T.I. just for the banter.
That's it. Just
for the shit talking. Like, that alone would be hilarious.
Yeah, I almost feel like the T.I. and Jeezy
lead to a beef. Really,
lead the beef.
Maybe 15 years ago, probably.
I don't know why. I just feel that way.
But I mean, Jeezy and T.I. already have a good relationship because, you know, they just sit down and talk. And Gucci Man never came. So, I think their relationship is pretty tight. So I don't think there would be any beef between them.
Maybe. But, you know, like, T.I. feels pretty sure of himself and where he's at, and putting himself above Jeezy. And if a verse is putting that his position in question, you know what I mean? Everything is cool when everything's in balance.
Correct.
But when you shake up the order of things, that's when things kind of get out of whack. I mean, so I played a couple of songs, but thinking, like, who would y'all have, T.I.? Because y'all seem pretty Team Jeezy, but maybe y'all were just taking offense. Defense.
I'm taking T.I. on that one.
Who would y'all have, T.I. versus Jeezy?
Yeah, I got to go with T.I., man. I got to go with T.I. on that one.
I think his, he has more of a... He has some stronger bangers than Jeezy.
See, I was thinking, I think Jeezy has the stronger, well, just as strong bangers. Where T.I. Wins is with his
crossover. But I mean, knowing T.I. He's going to try to match banger. He's going to try to match hood for hood.
Yeah, I mean. In all honesty, like, you could leave the crossover stuff out in this. And would be a great person. Like, you don't really, like, you don't need, like, between Jeezy and T.I., like, you don't need you don't need the song with Rihanna. You don't need It's Your Life, you know. You can match. Yeah, like, you don't need any. Now, with Busta, he'll need that. Nine. Like with T.I., he doesn't need that because he can match him street stuff to street stuff.
Exactly. And they, you know what? They do it in Atlanta at the Trap Museum.
Yo, the Trap Museum would be a dope place to do it at. Like, they got that stage there.
No, not yet. COVID slowed down a little bit again because it's picking up again. I don't go, but not.
Yeah, and especially in Georgia where they just let it go.
It's the home of Freaknik, man. What you expect?
Yeah, the trap house is dope. Yeah, but the Trap House is pretty cool. It's interesting. Like it inspired me. It inspired me to want to do something. But we live in Wilmington, so I don't know. But anyway, anything we missed? So who? So you said you wanted Miss Evo. You said you wanted to see Busta Rhymes and T.I. Who would you have?
I give it to Busta.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got Busta beating T.I., T.I. beating Jeezy.
Yeah. It's
how about you, Scott?
It would be way too tough.
So pretty much, y'all see why T.I. ducked that.
Well, it's just more about the banter and the entertainment part of it. You know, we're going to get stuff, extra stuff out of it. It's like, you know, that, like, you really want to see these extras in this video. You know what I'm saying? And those two would make it very fun and enjoyable.
Yeah, like, with Jeezy and T.I., like, you're going to get it's going to be very Atlanta-centric. You're going to get, like, a lot of, like, deep Atlanta cuts, deep Atlanta history, which for somebody like me, like, I've never been to Atlanta before. So, I love learning about, like, insider, like, street histories of, like, other cities and stuff. So, I know they've got their fair share of stories, war stories. And yeah, that would be just ill to hear that. Busta and T.I., you would just get a lot of industry stories about songs that almost happened that never did. And stuff like that, or like you get a night where they were both at a club or something, and somebody had to beat somebody's ass. Like, you'll get stories like that with T.I. and Busta. T.I. and Jeezy, you're getting real Atlanta tea. Yeah,
BMF.
Yeah, like a lot of shit BMF that we're not supposed story. To be.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think I pretty much agree with y'all. Like, I think the Busta T.I. it just depends on who's judging. Like, it just, you know, if you're more of a T.I. fan or younger, you might go T.I. But I think overall, most of the quote unquote gatekeepers would go Buster. But I don't know, man. It really just depends. Like, Buster's catalog so big, like, you know what I mean? He might try to pull off a Leaders of a New School joint, and that might just be a dud. You know, like, it might not come off the way you think it would. So, it, as we always say, it really depends on what they say. But, yeah, I think if everything on a perfect world, everything went right, I definitely think Buster will pull that off. And if T.I. did try to go, banger for banger, I don't know if he would want to do that with Jeezy. It might make it a little bit questionable, but I don't know. Yeah, some of his quote unquote bangers might have still been like a little bit bigger than Jeezy. Like, even because, you know, even stuff like this was kind of between commercial success and a banger. Was this in a movie?
I'm not sure.
Jay, are you in the car?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I was like, Jay, are you in the car right now?
What were you?
No, Jay, Evo.
So I'm in the car.
Evo. He's in the
whip. Am I in the car?
He's in the... He's in that new Benz that he got.
Oh. I gotta find some food, man. I'm hungry.
In that new Benz.
Shit, where are you gonna find it?
Bohangles?
Word, it's 11. Yo, it's 11 right now. Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm thinking alcohol. You can't get alcohol past 11 during this time.
No, I got some shine at the crib.
Oh, damn, you went country on it.
So, hey, so I can say some stuff that I want to say, but that's not for the listening public. Let's wrap it up. Scotty.
Last words for the people. First and foremost, most importantly, please go out there and vote. Make change. If you don't vote, I don't want to hear no complaining. You can find me weekly on the Versus Podcast talking to these two gentlemen. And you can also catch me bartending at the MC Suites, whether at Steam Restaurant and Bar or at Cloud 9, which is in Wilmington, North Carolina.
That's in Wilmington, North Carolina, because Scott.
Yeah,
local.
I imagine, like, if you're from Wilmington, you have some sort of idea. Nah, we want people to come into Wilmington, so if you're listening from outside of Wilmington, please come check me out, get a drink, talk about some crap.
It's Mr. Evo. You can find me on Mr. all Evo. Social media outlets, Mr. _ Evo 84. You can also soon find me on Roku TV on the King Network. Have episodes that are going to be launching live there in a few, probably I think next month. And that's it, man. Just make sure you go vote. Like Scotty said, make sure you go vote. It's vital that you vote. Going to be a game changer if, you know, whatever happens in 10 days, 11 days, yeah, 10 days.
Yeah, and by the time you hear this,
like, literally a week before.
I think this is probably coming out a week before.
Yeah,
so,
get out there and vote, yes, man.
Yeah, literally a week before. So early vote. Don't, you know, I mean, you're dealing with the pandemic. So, you know, I early voted and I got a lot of people there in and out.
Yeah, I got my vote in first day early voting. You got a chance. October 15th, even with Bell, I made sure I got there and got it out the way. That way I have to listen to that wild ass debate last night.
It was wild.
Oh man, it was wild. And then, And your host, Louis T, Inquisitive Mind of Louis T. Make sure you follow the Versus Podcast on Instagram, Versus_podcast. We talk about, I mean, that's literally where this conversation came up, off of Instagram and YouTube, with them going back and forth. And then, you know, I repost all these clips from all that, so you can get all your Versus T on the Versus Podcast Instagram. And you can follow me, yeah, on there. Also, my other page, IMOLT Podcast. We just finished up the Aphan Catholic Chronicles with a lot of artists from Wilmington, North Carolina, or at least from Wilmington, North Carolina. And we got more stuff coming. That's on YouTube, IMOLT Podcast on YouTube. Make sure you hit subscribe, as well as the Instagram there. And just thank you guys for coming out again.
Oh, I got 20.
I'm gonna get my 20.
Yeah, I got 20 busted
bangers ready for 20, you, Scott.
20 busted hits for you, and you get
them mopped up. Okay. So, all right, and Steam. So,
appreciate it, bro.
What's up?
Is he at the drive-thru right now?
Nah, that wasn't me. That was Scotty.
That was